Hopefully we'll get a bit further now than last year. It's just unfortunate, one of them things, you know, that happened with the brake pipe on stage two. But, you know, then again, looking back, it could have been a lot worse. So, you know, it's hard to take at the time, but it's a year later now. It's hard to believe.
It's a year later, but it's disappointing when you go out of any event. But when it's such an event of the calibre of being the home event and the big international, it makes that more disappointing.
It is. That's the problem. You know, if you're way down the country or somewhere else, you know, it's bad enough. But, you know, being the home rally and you want to do fairly well in it, but having to go out so early, you know, if it's even Saturday, if you get a few stages out of it itself. But one of them things, and what can you do?
Yeah, well, you have to be positive now for 2014 going into this one, because the hype's certainly building around it, and you've learned, I suppose, from events over the last couple of years, and this is one that you would really like to put in the pocket, Declan.
It definitely is. It's one that, you know, we'd love to win, but, you know, it's a rally you could do for a long time and maybe never won it. But if we could be there, you know, swapping times with the boys, and you know, it'd be nice to finish on Sunday evening. You know, even if you didn't want, if you came a second or a third, it'd be great. But it'd be nice to be swapping times with the boys, and hopefully, you know, with a bit of luck, you know, the car, you know, it won't give us any hassle and no breakdowns, and we'll be able to keep it on the road.
How crucial is it to get a good start on Friday, because you've got the likes of Gary Jennings there, Sam Moffat as the defending champion. That's just two names, but there's a lot of guys in that top five can take this thing, and the pressure will be on from the outset, Declan.
There definitely is a lot of boys there. You know, you have Gary there, you know, who was sharp last year. Sam won it there, who's on the ball as well, and he's out a lot. You have then, you know, Donny Kelly, he's up the pace a lot. Seamus Leonard, he's been over them stages a lot too, so you can't forget about him. And you have Derek Bagard. These boys, you know, all Tarmac Championships, you know, they won the Tarmac Championships, you know, many times. So they're all a lot of people there, you know, that's going to be hard to beat. But, you know, back to what you said there on Friday, it's hard to know how to approach it, because, you know, you don't want to be, you know, going mental straight away. You need to bed yourself in. So I'd be happy to get maybe two or three stages over and then, you know, tip away from there.
Saturday, of course, is seen as the big day. It's a long day now. There's only 8 stages in there, but there's some titanic stages as well. And is that the make or break day, do you think, Declan?
It is. If you could come out, you know, Saturday evening there with a, you know, a little bit of a lead, it would definitely would be nice. It would make, you know, life, you know, a lot easier on Sunday. But, you know, everybody's thinking the same. You know, there'll be a big attack, you know, from where go. It'd be great to get into the, you know, the Saturday stages there. You know, Knock Allen and I think his fan out there on Saturday as well. So them's all great stages. But you know, we never race these stages and the WRC car. We just done them in the Ascot before, so that's going to be a little bit different too. While, you know, the other boys, they did do them in a WRC car.
Is that an advantage then for them?
I think it's a small advantage, because they can go back on a DVD and they can say, right, well, I took that gear there in fifth gear. You know, I think you can take it in sixth. That's going to make it, you know, make a difference. While we're coming out of fresh, we don't know. So that could be a little bit of an advantage to them.
And obviously you're fighting it out for the Irish Tarmac Championship as well, so you have to keep that in the back of your mind too, Declan.
We have to try and keep that in the back of our mind too, but, you know, as I said a few weeks ago, it's Donegal, and, you know, we might have to push it to one side for Donegal, because there's one rally that we'd love to do well in, apart from the Tarmac Championship there. But then again, you know, on Sunday evening, if you finish second or third, it would also be great for the Championship, for the Tarmac points.
We'll put it on the table then. What's more important to you, a one in the Donegal International overall, or taking the Tarmac Championship outright?
I think we'll have to go for Donegal.
What would it mean at this stage in your career to get a one in Donegal?
It would mean everything to us now, definitely, because, you know, we won a good few rallies around the country, and, you know, some of them we don't even stay for the Crystal, we just head off home. It does mean a lot to us now, don't get me wrong, but Donegal is the big one to get, definitely the big one to get.